Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 5, we were teaching that when we are idle or not involved in the ministry, we become corrupt and unusable for the things of God. Let's continue with those thoughts today.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When something is corrupted or moth-eaten, when it is cankered and rusted, what do we think of? Well, I think of something that has gone unused. Now, many of you men have experienced this. Your children come and they borrow your tools. Maybe they're going to fix a bicycle. Maybe they're going to make a tree house. And then they leave your tools outside. And about a month later, when you're looking for those tools, you can't find them. You go walking around the yard and you find your tools and they are rusted. The children left them right there. They left them outside. And they went unused. And as a result, they rusted. They were corrupted. And this is the idea here of our light being hid under the bushel. Oh, my friend, we have Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we're to be witnesses of Christ. And when we don't, we are as a corrupted and moth-eaten vessel. When churches have need, and you know the funds will be used to further the ministry, then it's time to consider above your tithe to the local church. Back during the Christmas of 2003, I come across a very interesting statistic. $31 billion was spent for gifts for pets during that time. It wasn't $31 billion spent to buy pets. No, it was $31 billion to buy gifts for pets. And then churches have needs. Brother Vaught, who is our technical engineer here for our radio ministry, tells me of computer programs that some ministries are using that would prevent people from downloading their sermons and other programs off the radio or whatever to burn their own CD. And the reason they do that is that, well, they want to sell their CDs. And so to sell it, they don't want anybody to burn them out and to come down and get it. Well, look, when we do that, we are merchandising the gospel. Instead of our goal of getting the word of God to people that they may be edified and equipped for the work of the Lord, we are corrupting. We are merchandising the gospel. So to give that type of an offering is a misuse of the funds God has entrusted to you when we give to that kind of an area. Let me just say this about Lamp and Light. Anyone that knows us knows that we ask for a gift of $5, not to buy a tape or a CD, but for a gift. And when somebody said, I don't have the money, but I'd like to have the program, we have sent that to them. And we do that because this is a ministry. This ministry operates through Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. And through our ministry, we've seen God bless. We could expand to other areas if we were to do as many as to beg and ask for money. The reason we don't ask for money is that we simply trust God to supply the need, and if God wants to expand our ministry, we honestly believe that he will impress it upon people's heart to give to this ministry, and then we can expand it. But again, let me say that we are not the kind that begs for money, and we do not want you to send the tithe that belongs to your local church. Now, going back to our text, notice the word last here in verse 3, for the last days. It is defined as the extreme or most remote. When it relates to time, as it does here, it refers to that which concludes a thing. The idea is that you have heaped it together so you can retire in luxury. You were not rich toward God. You were not sensitive to the Holy Spirit to see how that which God has trusted to you could be used for His glory. Do we again remember the story of the rich man? How that he said, hey, I've got much goods for many years, and I'll eat and drink, and I'll be merry, and I'll enjoy myself. And the Lord said, that night, your soul will be required of you. And so his many years was still, had he lived that many years, was this life only. It is a sin to gain wealth in an unlawful way. Embezzlement, etc., are things that are wrong. But it is just as bad to use wealth in a sinful or selfish way. We do not possess many things, and yet for those who do possess many things, we must realize whether it's much or less, whatever we possess, we do not own them. Remember, if you are saved, you have been purchased with a price. Friend, you are not your own. If you can match good character with wealth, then much good can be produced. Did you get that? If you can match good character with wealth, much good can be produced. Now, there are a lot of good things that ask for your money. What you have to do as a Christian is pray and seek discernment from God as to what you ought to do. It's good to have the things that money can buy, as long as you have more of that which money cannot buy. Notice again, verse 3. Where are these things a witness against you? Where is there a trial by fire? Well, it's at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, my friend, these last days are for procuring heavenly treasures, not earthly wealth. And so as we read there in James chapter 5 and verse 3, they're heaping together treasure for the last days of their life. In other words, they're looking at retirement, and God is secondary. The things of God can have only an overflow. Allow the Word of God to speak for itself. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 and 18 and 19, we read this: charge them which are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, in other words, filled with pride, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, and that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. In other words, ready to whatever God wants you to do. Not being reluctant. If God impresses it upon your heart and you wonder, well, boy, if I give that, what am I going to do? Well, you just go ahead and do it. Remember, the Lord told the rich young ruler, sell all that thou hast, give it to the poor, and come follow me. And all that rich young ruler could think about is, what am I going to do if I sell all that I have? And he went away from the Lord sorrowful because he did not see the Lord as his provider. You do what the Lord leads you to do, and then trust the Lord. He is Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. And so be willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. In other words, get your mind on eternity, lay hold on eternal life, and then you'll set up with what God has entrusted you with. If God has entrusted you with money and some of the finer things of life, then you get your mind on eternity, and then the Lord will see how you use that he's trusted you with for his glory, and it'll build a good foundation for your eternal life. In Romans chapter 12, verse 13, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. I think it's important that our local churches be mission-minded. I think it's important for we as individual Christians to be mission-minded. Missions begins at home and it spreads around the world. We should support foreign missionaries. We should also support home missionaries. But foreign or home, it should always, always, always be as according to the leading of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4, it says, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we had hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Now notice, these Christians began asking the apostles, look, take this money and use it in the ministry and use it to help. And he said, but first these people gave of themselves. And when he talks about the ministering to the saints, it's interesting because the word saints has the same Greek word as is often translated holy. Now, remember, it is a sin to throw away things that God has entrusted us with, that he wants us to use for his glory. Someone may have need, but yet if they're not temperate, if they don't have good control, then you may not be helping them by just giving them money. It may be prolonging the way they do things. For example, a person comes into the church and says, my electric's about to be cut off. Please help me with my electric. And so they pay for his electric bill. 3 months later, he's about ready to have his electric turned off once again. Why? Because he has not learned how to live within his means. So when a church continually helps a person like that, they're not helping them. Okay? They are not helping them at all. Because that person is missing a spiritual principle of temperance. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
plants my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.